You're listening to the PsychClix podcast, your number one source for junior cycle and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier.
Hello and welcome to the PsychClix podcast. I'm Luke and today we're continuing on our series of interviews with Leaving Cert students past and present. I'm joined by my wonderful co-host Nessa. Hello Nessa.
Hi Luke, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
And today we are lucky enough to be chatting with Leaving Cert student Cuiva Curran. Some of you may recognise Cuiva from her very successful TikTok page, Cuiva.Curran. I remember it used to be Cuiva Has Corona back in the good old days, but we've moved on from that. Cuiva, it was fantastic to have you. Good. It's fantastic to have you on so soon. Like, what's the exam? A week away?
Yeah, unfortunately.
I suppose, like, you're probably sickened by all of them right now, but what subjects are you doing and what will you be sitting in a week's time?
So, obviously, Irish, English, Maths, and then I do German, Economics, Chemistry, Physics, and Applied Maths. So, I do the extra subject. Yeah, that's it.
Which would be like your favourite or like least favourite? Like what ones are you dreading and which ones are kind of grand?
Dreading English, I think partly because it's the first one. Partly because it's just so much writing. Like I'm not even that worried about the result of the exam. It's just like having to physically sit there and do it is just like exhausting. So not looking forward to doing that. But the ones I do like, I like physics is probably my favourite. But yeah, hate English. Very different kind of spectrums there. Like,
so different. It's crazy. Like the amount of different areas of knowledge you have to cover in like 2 weeks. It's just
a bit optimistic, you know.
You'll be good to get English out of the way though early. That's like the one kind of good thing about it. So the next question I was going to ask Cuiva is like, so basically at the time of recording, we're a week out. So how have you like, at this stage, how have you divided up your time with your studying? Like, what have your priorities been? This is kind of from the perspective of other students who are probably looking for
well,
tips.
I am personally very anti-study plan. Like, I don't like study plans at all. Because I just can't stick to them. And then I'll, like, get stressed that, like, I didn't do everything that I needed to do, you know? My study plan is kind of just, like, what I bring with me to the library. Because I study at the library. I just like bring what I'm going to study that day. I just decide in the morning, bring it with me and do that. But I don't really have like a strict kind of way that I break the day up. I kind of just like do what I'm feeling like doing that day or then what I like have to do because I've procrastinated for like a week. Like I don't really kind of break it up in a certain way.
That's interesting. This is why I love the PsychClix podcast because like when myself and Eva do it like in every single one like you have to have a study plan. So it's just like we need to like
I'm just very anti-study plan. Sorry if that offends anyone.
No, we're representing the student spectrum. Like that's amazing.
Yeah, I suppose it's not kind of that kind of rigid study like 40 minutes on, 20 minutes off kind of thing. It isn't going to suit everybody. Obviously, it can be very, very rewarding for some people and they can have really good results from it, but it isn't going to suit absolutely everybody. So that idea of like kind of waking up and deciding, that's an interesting one. Like, and then, you know, I think if that was me, I think I would just fall into a pit of I wake up and I decide to study my favorite subject every day because it's the only one I can tolerate.
So yeah, how do you
force yourself out of that mindset to not have to study the same thing every day just because you find it easier?
I think like it helps that I do like study at the library and not at my house because I don't then have like all of my books with me. So I can't just be like, but I'll do this one, you know, like even though I said I do this, I'll do this instead. Like if I just decide to leave something at home, I can't do it that day, you know? So like I have to do other things. And then I think like I do actually like to always do something at the start of the day that I enjoy, or maybe not enjoy studying, but like don't hate studying as much as other things. So like I'll usually start with maths or something because I like studying that. And then I'll kind of be more like, oh, okay, I guess I'll do this after, you know?
Yeah, I guess it's very realistic. And like, have you focused most of your attention on a specific subject at this point? Like, is it a thing that you're working backwards or starting with something later on and moving closer? Is there a particular kind of, now that it's gotten closer to the exams and there is just a week left? I see there's a week left, but there's like several weeks until certain exams, which is, yeah, you know, people kind of forget that you're still allowed to study after the Leaving Cert starts. There still is time to do things like that. So what have you focused most of your attention on as of right now?
The last few days I have focused more on English and maths, obviously because they're the first like 3 days, and then there's the weekend. Mm-hmm. And then my only other thing that week is Irish and I think German at the end of the week. Okay. So like I don't have a very heavy week at the start. So okay, I've kind of been able to focus more on English and maths. And then I go to a Gaelic school, so I don't have to put in as much time into Irish, thankfully. So yeah, I'd say mostly right now, English and maths. Before like this week, I kind of still divided it up as evenly as possible and like didn't really focus on certain things.
And when you say you're studying now, do you have like a special study technique? Like when you say you're studying, or like are you just reading over notes, or are you a flashcards kind of girl? Or
I used to be a flashcards kind of girl, but I've kind of given that up. Spent a lot of time writing them in fifth year and then just don't use them now. So bit of waste.
I know, such a waste.
But I like, instead of study cards, I like to do kind of like cheat sheets, or like kind of little like a page with like the whole chapter kind of like squished in it. All my friends say it stresses them out because there's like so much stuff on one page, but I like kind of calms me a bit. Like I like to have everything on the one page, and then it's just like all I have to learn is like these 10 pages, you know.
I was going to say about your study space, you were saying that you study in the library. Do you find that it would be difficult for you to study at home rather than in the library? Do you find it easier to get out of the house? And kind of, a lot of people don't like studying in the room that they sleep in and spend their time in and stuff like that.
I don't like to study in my bedroom. Like I'm here now at my desk, but I don't like to study here, especially in the summer now, because like this is such just like a personal thing, but it's not like bright in here. Because I'm on like, the side of the house where the sun doesn't come in, and so it gets a bit dark and like cave-like. So I don't like to study in here during the summer. So I will sometimes study in my kitchen because my dad has a desk in there. So I'll study in there sometimes, but I prefer to get out of the house and go to the library. If even just to kind of like be around other people studying, so I'm like pressured to actually do work, because like it's a bit awkward if I'm not doing any work and everyone else is. So
yeah, it's a library or like that kind of environment, whether it's after school study or a library, can be really motivating, I guess. And when you go to college, it's kind of more of a lifestyle of, it's rare that you study in your own house. It could be because most Irish college houses like barely have desks or walls. But like a lot of people prefer to go to the library to do their study. It does kind of put you in that mindset. And when you're surrounded by like a collective group stress, you feel a little bit like, you know, you don't feel like you're all on your own.
I think we're in this together, you know, like.
Yeah, exactly. It is. It's a sense of community in the stress. Yeah.
Yeah, especially when I like see someone beside me studying like the same thing I'm studying, and I'm like, oh, you know the struggle. Like,
yeah, they feel it. They feel it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the best things about the Leaving Cert, actually, is that like you're sitting the exact same exam as like what 40 other thousand people, and then like you come on to like study clicks or something, or you go on to TikTok or Instagram, and you're just seeing, oh guys, what did you think of paper one? Like it just feels like, oh, I have all these people that I'm sharing this experience with. It's kind of, it's hell, obviously, because the Leaving Cert is like just the most intense period of your life. Like, but it's like when you look back on it, it's like that was actually a lot of crack.
I'm not really at that stage yet where I'm thinking it's crack, but hopefully at some point.
You'll definitely get there.
It's the positive. It's all about drawing the positive.
What would you say, we were saying about like that kind of stressful atmosphere in the classroom, or in the library and stuff like that. How would you manage stress as the exams get closer? And how has that changed from how you manage stress at the start of the year?
I think, like, I know everyone like always says like take breaks and stuff. But I think like obviously taking breaks is important. But kind of at this point, like the most stress relieving thing, I think, is to like get things done. And like, not that you have to be studying all the time, but just like being more productive studying, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I used to like go to the library for ages and be like, oh, well, I did this many hours of study. But now I can be like, oh, I got this stuff done. You know, like even if I only studied for like 3 hours in a day, if I got a lot done, I'm like, that's fine and I feel more okay taking breaks. Like, I know a lot of people kind of say, they're like, oh my God, like anytime I'm not studying, I feel really guilty. And like, so true. Like, if I go home from the library and like there are other people still there, I'm like, why are you still studying? Like, I'm not, like, I feel bad, I'm not there still, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there can definitely be an effect to that when it comes to like what we were saying about everyone doing the same exam. It kind of it comes with it, that kind of thing of, should everyone be doing the same amount of study? Should, like, you know, like, yeah, why are we doing not all of the exact same like plans and stuff like that? But yeah, no, it can be.
Yeah, so I think thinking of it more as like what you do instead of like how much time you spend doing it kind of helps me.
Yeah,
like it kind of lets me enjoy my breaks more, because like there's no point in taking a break if you're just like worried the whole time during it, you know?
Yeah, that's so true. That makes sense in that, like, when people talk about stress and how to relieve stress, they're like, the feeling of stress comes from not being prepared. Mm-hmm. So like, if you're actually getting the work done, you're just feeling more prepared and you're helping towards that. So yeah, I guess that does make a lot of sense, even though like kind of like the template answer is just like, oh, I go for a run, or I go for a jog, really clears the head. Like, that definitely helps. That's probably like what works for me. Like, if it got to a point where you're like, oh, I actually do physically need to take a break because like my brain's not registering anything. Like, what is there any like hobbies that you kind of feel help to kind of take your head out of the leaving cert that you feel you still like to do, even at this hectic time?
I don't really know. I feel like I'm a bit boring at this point, to be honest. Like, I don't do that much. Like you said, like running and stuff, like I don't run. I hate running. But cycle to the library and back every day. That kind of like is nice, like right before studying and right after studying is kind of like a bit of a, like, kind of, you know, get some air.
Energizing.
And then I usually like play with my dog for like 20 minutes when I get home. kind of just like. Yeah, just like relax a bit. I don't do that much else, to be honest. Like, I feel like my whole life has just become like leaving cert.
Yeah, and do you think that's something that you'll kind of like would that be something that you look back and think, I wish kind of I did a bit more outside of just the leaving cert? Like, right now you have a week to go, so at this point, I mean, I think everyone's life is pretty much consumed by the leaving cert when they're in leaving cert and there's 1 week and you're 1 week out. But do you wish that you kind of, you know, took a step back from it more? Do you think that you've met the right balance of leaving cert and life?
I think up until like this week or like last week, I had a fine balance. Like, when school was still on and everything, I think that helped. Like, mm-hmm. I kept going to school. I know some people like stop going, and like I had a while where I would kind of like take a day off, or like leave early sometimes and study. But
yeah,
I think kind of staying in school like somewhat helped to like just even just the social aspect, because like some classes like we weren't doing much because we'd finished the course, but even just like seeing everyone was nice.
Yeah I agree. I'd be kind of in the same boat. I think that like when you go to school again, that sense of like camaraderie and kind of having a better idea of what people are also getting up to, and also the teachers are there to be asked. And I find that when you go into school to ask questions to you, and when you go into school, you know, it's often smaller classes, not many people do go to school, so that those scheduled classes that you have, those teachers are sitting there for 40 minutes and you have pretty much 40 minutes where there might be two or three in the classroom, and you can it's pretty much like getting free one-on-one grinds in a way.
Yeah, so honestly, like some of my teachers did just like crash courses of a subject, and like we would just ask them or like tell them what we want them to go through, and they just go through it, and like that was so good, you know.
Yeah I can imagine.
How have you, this is a random question I just thought of, but I just, the last 2 weeks of school, like, still kind of stuck with me, because it's just, like, there's something about that time where, like, you're all with all your classmates, and you're like, this is actually the last time we're all going to be together. Like, has it been nice, or, like, have you enjoyed it, kind of?
I really enjoyed it. Like, we had a lot going on. Like, in our last week, we kind of had something planned every day. Like, we had a crazy hair day, and then we had like a swim before school, and like anything but a school bag day, and like that was so nice to just like have something other than like, oh, study to look forward to, you know. It was like, oh, tomorrow we get to do this and then go home and study, but like the next day there's this.
That's so nice.
So I thought that was so nice, but then it was also like everything was like, oh, this is our last of this and like last of that. And so it kind of started to lose all meaning that like we were leaving school. because it was like last Monday, last Wednesday, or last Friday, but like we kept coming back to do more things. It was kind of like, when is the actual end?
Yeah, and like then I'm not sure if you have to sit. Does everyone need to sit? They're leaving cert in their uniform. No,
we don't. I didn't.
No, some schools do, I think, which is pretty weird. But you know, you're like goodbye school forever, and then like you're showing up a week later, the most stressed you've ever been in your entire life to sit the actual thing. But yeah, it definitely sounds like you've had like a decent end to the leaving cert year with that kind of stuff. Like I'd imagine, will you miss secondary school at all, or is it kind of something that you're ready to close the chapter on?
I don't know. I feel like you kind of don't really know until like
you're gone.
You start something else, like. Because, like, obviously I haven't started college and won't be starting for another, like, 2 months. So it's, like, you know, like, I don't really know what it's going to be like not to be going to school anymore. Because, like, obviously I'm not going to school now, but I'm still, like, doing the same school stuff. Yeah. So, like, it kind of feels the same. Like, I think there's some things about it I'll miss, and there's other things that I'm kind of, like, ready to leave, you know?
Yeah. And what is all of this kind of work and, like, studying going towards? Like, is there a particular college course that you have in mind that you're hoping to get into and hoping to get the points for? Or
I want to do science in UCD, just like general science, because I'm the most indecisive person ever and like can't decide. can like do common entry and like do all three sciences and then choose in second year. So that's what I'm hoping to do.
Keep it very broad.
Yeah. Because I do science subjects, so I want to keep them going.
Had you kind of an idea that you would do that for the last while? Like, do you know, when did you kind of make the decision? Was it
not very long ago? I don't even know if it's on my CAO right now, actually. Like, I haven't changed that in months, so like I'm gonna need to get on that. But at the start of the year I wanted to do law, which is like a very different direction. And like I went down to Galway and everything to go and like see about doing law courses there. But then kind of halfway through the year I was just like, I don't want to do that. Like, I like maths and I like science and like I want to do that instead. And like, I mean, it might sound a bit crazy, but I was like, I don't want to go every day without doing any maths. Like, I love some maths.
I think you're definitely, well, maybe not in the minority, but definitely I can't imagine. You're right. I do think you're a bit crazy. I can't imagine that myself.
Can't relate.
Yeah, can't relate, but good for you.
Yeah, and then I, like, again, like I said, I was indecisive, so I didn't want to, like, kind of commit to something specific and be like, I'm going to do this exact thing. And then I found the UCD one, where they have, like, the common entry, so it was like, fab, that's for me.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of had the exact opposite, like, experience as that when I was in secondary school. I remember I was, like, all, a bit like you, I was kind of, like, I kept telling people what I was doing. I was, like, is that even on my CAO right now? I just remember filling that out. But, like, I remember I kind of wanted to do something really sciencey, like I had science or something like that. And then, like, literally halfway through the year, I was, like, actually, never mind, I'm going to do law instead. So, yeah, it's weird how you can change your mind. And, like, a lot of people, like, you know, they're, like, oh, I really can't pick between, like, you know, two science courses in two different colleges. And I'm kind of like, I can't pick between whether I want to study law or whether I want to be a doctor. Well, I never want to be a doctor, but for example, I couldn't be a doctor. I don't think that would be possible. But yeah, you know, it's kind of different. It's a different way of being indecisive in your course when it's not just about the course specifically, it's about the career that comes after it. Did you find that was like a big thing when you were choosing between?
Yeah, I think so, especially because they were such different things. Like whenever I would talk to people about like courses in general, they were always like, oh, well, you know, it doesn't really matter, like you can switch things or you can just like do the undergrad and then do something else after and end up in the same place. But because like science and law are like so different, I was like, well, I kind of have to like make the decision now, or it would take like a lot longer to go back and do it again. So I think like it was, well, I don't know, like maybe it's harder when they're really similar, but like I thought it was hard kind of like because you're not just picking like, oh, what am I going to do next year? It's like, what am I going to do for the rest of my life? And like that's really scary.
Yeah, you're right, there's no kind of like, you know, people say there's a backdoor into everything, but I really don't know how you'd backdoor your way into law if you've done general science. I think you would have to pivot. You'd have to go back around to the front door again. That would be a difficult one to navigate. But yeah, so you're kind of settled on that choice now and you're happy with that. Is it motivating for you to know what course you want? Do you find that like a motivation? You're you're studying and you know that you have a purpose for this specific course? Or do you think that's helped in motivation, or is it kind of just much of a muchness to you, like either way you want to do well regardless of if you're a course the other side?
I think like a while ago, like it helped a lot. It was kind of like, you know what you're working towards. But at this point, it's kind of like, it's just, you have to do the Leaving Cert and like,
yeah,
get it done. And like, it doesn't even matter at this, well, obviously it matters, but like sometimes you kind of get to a point and you're like, I don't even care. I just want it to be over. So
yeah, I can 100% see how that makes complete sense. Like at first it's nice to have like something to point you in the right direction, but then as you get closer, it's like literally a bloodbath in there. You're like, I don't even,
yeah,
I just want to make it to the date that it's over.
Yeah, it's like I'm not even thinking about like 2 months ahead. I'm thinking about like, yeah, surviving the next month.
Are your exams really drawn out over the space you can say, are they?
They're pretty spaced out. I like the timetable that I have anyways, because I think my longest gap is like 4 days. So I don't have too long where I'm just like doing nothing, like stewing, you know. But I do go from the first day to the last day because I do applied maths and it's the last exam. So like that's
God's punishment that's God's punishment for doing applied maths. That's what that is.
Yeah, it's not ideal. Gosh. But you know, I'm glad that I don't have everything like squished, because for the mocks, we don't do our mocks in like the same timetable as the Leaving Cert. So I had 4 exams in 2 days and then 10 days gap and then 7 exams in 4 days. And it was like hellish. Like I hated it. Like I was so exhausted on the days I had exams. And then I just got so like bored and like sick of studying for 10 days. Like I was just like going stir crazy, just like sitting in the library all day.
Yeah, no, that's
such a shame. Because like the mocks are supposed to be like reflective of how you sit the actual Leaving Cert, but that's not reflective at all.
Yeah, it was a bit weird, but kind of like then I was a lot more kind of like accepting of my like 20 days long Leaving Cert because it was spread out. I was like, I don't really care that it's that long anymore. I just don't want to have them all together. So like, good luck to everyone who has them all in the first week, like honestly.
Yeah, I suppose some people would be delighted with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, they get really smug about it.
Yeah, they finish on like the 15th or something, a lot of people. I don't know what exams are that day, but I think I'll only have done English, Irish, maths by then. That's it. So
yeah, I remember there's friends of mine, like I think a week after is French and History Day, and like a bunch of my friends were just finished that day, and I was just like, just can't even imagine it, like. And then I think I had a full week then before my last two, which is, now that you talk about like having a kind of a nice gap and then not being left to stew for very long, that actually sounds pretty nice, because I probably did stew a little bit when that was me. One question I was going to ask actually is, do you like have like slightly older people in your life who are giving you advice now, and they're like, oh, the Leaving Cert is just like this, so you're going to feel like this, and it's kind of hard to like take in because you haven't actually done it? Or like, do you have older siblings?
Yeah, I have an older sister, and she was in one of the COVID years. She did her Leaving Cert in 2021. So like it's kind of like very different. Like I think she knows it's different. She hasn't tried to give me any like sage advice, you know. But I think especially the last like few weeks of school, a lot of the teachers started being like trying to give advice and all. And yeah, it was like you said, very like, well, we haven't done it, so I don't know, like I don't know if this is true.
It's so hard to take in, yeah. I still can't help doing it. Like, I still tell every Leaving Cert student I see, but like, oh, it's so anticlimactic when you finish the lesson. Like, it doesn't mean anything until you actually
do it. We've probably done that like 4 times on this podcast as well. I'm like, it'll feel better when it's over. Like, such hypocrites, but no.
Sure,
but
I know. As well. Like, I have a younger sister. Yeah. Like,
the minute you're done.
Pass the torch, yeah.
Of all the tips and like advice you've heard, or maybe you've come up with some yourself, what is a last minute tip that you would give to your fellow Leaving Cert students and that you intend to follow for the next couple of weeks until it's finally over? What is something that you're kind of
I don't know, a lot of pressure for like one piece of advice.
Maybe not one, you can give us a few, to be honest. I just wanted to narrow it down for you.
I don't know, I think like when it comes to like study methods, I think at this point the most productive thing for me anyways is just to do exam papers and exam questions, because like you could learn the entire course like off by heart from your book, but like if you don't know what they're looking for in the questions, you're not going to do as well as you could. Because like you do start kind of seeing like trends in stuff where like for this type of question they always ask this, or like for this experiment these are the two things that they always ask you, and sometimes there's like weird ways that you have to phrase things, and like you wouldn't know that unless you look at the papers and the marking schemes. So I think like at this point I'm focusing more on just doing exam papers. And like as you get closer, doing like full papers of things, instead of just doing like questions here and there, like get used to kind of sitting the whole paper at once.
Yeah, I suppose another thing would probably be getting used to like the timing of the exam as well. Would that be something that you're would be focused on, knowing what how did you go about that? Would that, would you have learned from teachers, or like kind of just timing yourself and seeing what you can dedicate timing to, or how did you go about doing that?
Yeah, the teachers tried to help a lot. I think like they would kind of break it down for you if you asked, especially things like English, and like most of my subjects don't have a lot of writing, but I can assume like with other subjects with a lot of writing they would kind of break it down. Like I wouldn't be under that much time pressure in a lot of mine, because they're long. Like I know physics and chemistry are both 3 hours, and especially we have a lot of options, you don't have to answer like that many questions in 3 hours, so there isn't a lot of time pressure. But even then, like I think it's just good to know like how much time you have, and like to kind of actually do it, because like you can kind of break it down on a calculator and be like, oh, I have 22 minutes to do this question, but if you don't actually practice doing them, like 22 minutes is just like a number, you know. You're doing time, it like time disappears, like it goes so weird, so like you don't know how long that's actually going to feel like.
Definitely timing yourself, like it's literally like a competition or something is probably best, and stopping after if you are doing the likes of that full paper. I think like you're probably doing it yourself, but like as in right for that 22 minutes for that one question, and then after you have that 22 minutes up, move on to the next question, and kind of get used to the like kind of accepting that it's okay that you're not perfecting that question just now, so that you get the rest of the paper finished.
And how easy is it to do all of those exam papers and marking schemes on StudyClicks? I just realized that I haven't done a natural plug. Forgot what we were even doing. This is a StudyClicks podcast.
Very, very impressive.
Very smooth, Nessa.
And true, honestly. Like, very, very helpful.
You've moved so far past it. I was like, I forgot what we were doing. We're kind of like coming to the end, but like I was going to say, a lot of people listening to this now, well, I'd say imagine there are like 6 years who are like, oh, okay, someone else who is like full-blown panic zone with me, see what they're doing. But we also like, because StudyClicks is like for second, third, fourth and fifth years, for in case there's any first years listening, like do you have any piece of advice that you would give to your first year self?
I don't know, like I think study wise, I think like don't stress about the junior cert. Like I know everyone says that, and like you're not really going to listen to it if you're doing the junior cert, but I think maybe also like study wise start doing exam papers. Like I know when I did the mocks in 30, because I didn't do the actual junior cert, but I did the mocks, and we were all just like, what is this? Like I've never seen an exam question in my life, and now I have to do a whole paper. So I think like doing that can be helpful, and then just like I don't know, like school wise, just like don't stress about it, and especially picking subjects. I know they make a big deal out of picking subjects for fifth year, and just like it's not that big a deal. You can change. A lot of the time they don't tell you that, but you can switch. Like people in my year switched like going into sixth year, and they're fine. So I think like there's a lot of pressure put on that doesn't need to be.
Yeah, they're not going to make you sit an exam or do a subject for 2 years that you really don't want to do, or have any, like, you know, if you want to take a career change afterwards, they're not going to make you do history if you've decided now that you'd rather do a science subject. And also like, you always hear those horror stories of people, not horror stories, I'm sure some of them work out well, of people who like decide like 3 weeks before the exam that they're going to do like French instead for ordinary level or something like that. So yeah.
There are those people, they exist.
I know. I mean, I don't know how they do it. I would be so, I can't even fathom the stress of, like, you know, people who decide to drop on the day from higher to ordinary level or something. That blows my mind.
That's so common.
And they might not have ever seen an ordinary level paper before, wouldn't understand the timing of it, wouldn't understand what sections are. That would freak me out so much.
That's so funny that I actually asked that question about, like, the first year, and then they were like, well, I didn't sit the junior cert because a global pandemic happened. So that's the advice I would give my first year self. So the very last kind of note that we're going to end it on is just, like, kind of on a positive one. Do you have any summer plans for what are you doing after the leaving when it's all over?
Well, of course, I've got my sixth year holiday. Very excited. Woo! I'm not going to EOS like all of Dublin. Because it was so expensive. I looked at the flights like once and they are ridiculous prices, like astronomical, don't even remember. So that was off. So I'm going to Portugal instead. Very excited for that.
Nice.
So I think I've got like 3 days after I finish before that. So I know a lot of people are always like, what are you going to do right after your last exam? Like, probably sleep, to be honest. Like, go home, sleep for like 2 days, pack, and then leave. And then after that, I don't really have any plans. I think results are really early this year, like 25th of August, I think they said.
Yeah, they are.
So not that much time to kill between then. So I'll figure something out.
Oh, that's so good. That's so nice that you're doing a six-year holiday. I've never heard of that place as a destination. Like, it was always like Santa Ponsa or like so cheap anyway.
I think it was last year or the year before people started going to EOS, like in Greece. And then it got so expensive because it became such a like destination. So now like a lot of people are still going there. But people who didn't get in as early, like me, everything was really expensive. So I'm not going.
Portugal would be amazing. Portugal class. Much cheaper. Like, you'll have your money left over.
Anywhere with the sun, you know, like.
Exactly. So, Caoimhe, that's kind of the end of our questions. Thank you so much for coming on to the podcast. I was saying this to you before we started recording.
It's been so much fun.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. Like,
I feel so wise, like I'm being asked for advice and everything, you know.
Well, I think it was just so interesting because you had offered up a totally different perspective to what like myself and Emer usually talk about. We're like totally different studiers, so I think like, yeah, it was that'll be so helpful to, I know, to so many other students who don't really fit the same like template that like Sunny Clips might actually talk about a lot. So yeah, that was really great. So, and like, I can't say enough, like a week out from the leaving cert and you were like, yeah, let's do it, why not, I've all my study done. So thank you so much for finding the time to do this.
And I invite
you're so welcome. So I'll just round off the podcast by saying thanks everyone for listening. If you're sitting your junior cycle or leaving cert exams in literal days, I'll get this podcast up before it starts. Very best of luck to you. Hope this helped, hope there were some comforting words in there. Find everything you need on StudyClicks, exam papers, quizzes, discussion forums are a great place for people to share in the panic. And make sure you're following our Instagram and TikTok as well. We'll be doing like lots of discussions there, and I think it'll be like a nice source of comfort. And if you enjoyed listening to this podcast, please, the best way to kind of get the word out there is just tell your friends, rate and review it wherever you're listening. And yes, thank you so much for listening. So I'll just sign off by saying goodbye from me, Nessa. Oh, goodbye, Luke.
Goodbye.
And goodbye, Caoimhe.
Bye, thanks so much for having me.